Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think for me, like, these rumors or, you know, if Tommy Reese interviews for anything, like, that just goes to show less about the Browns and more so about what people in football think of Tommy Reese. Like, he's one of these younger offensive minds that I think both college programs and, you know, maybe even potentially NFL head coaching jobs, that he's going to be appealing, because that's just the trend of the game right now, right? I mean, especially in the NFL, you see teams taking chances on younger offensive-minded head coaches all the time. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see him get interest. And obviously, he's worked and called plays at some of the biggest college programs, both at Notre Dame and Alabama. Obviously, he played for Notre Dame. Like, it just wouldn't be shocking to me for him to get interest, to get interviews, to get phone calls, all of those things.
Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com, with her weekly appearance here on the show, breaking down the Tommy Reese rumors to UCLA. I believe the betting services have him is it true, odds-on favorite to be the next head coach at UCLA?
Yeah, he's 2-1. Tony White, the defensive coordinator for Florida State, is 9-2, which is about like +450, right? So, yeah, he's there. He's the lead dog.
So, can we just start with this? Tommy, don't go. It's not a good job. Like, that's an awful job.
It's a good sell. So the hard part, there's a couple things that I was thinking about that make this hard. He grew up in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. His dad was an assistant at UCLA and coached there for like 30 years. Mm-hmm. So like, if there's a school that he grew up like in his blood, at least having that. And his dad stopped coaching there in the early 90s, so he didn't grow up on the sidelines of UCLA. But like, that's a big part of his dad's life. So I would imagine, the way that we all are, we're impressionable with our dads. I would imagine that's a pretty good job, all things considered, for him when he's thinking about things.
I mean, I think he just needs to do the basic math that Chip Kelly would rather be Ohio State's offensive coordinator than UCLA's head coach, and then would rather be Vegas's offensive coordinator than Ohio State's offensive coordinator. I think Tommy Reese, listen.
Oh, so Chip Kelly cannot play Schwesinger again for 3.5 years?
That's also fair.
Jesus.
The only thing I would say is, I honestly do think Tommy could be a really good head coach at either the pro or college level, but entry point as a head coach is so incredibly important. And UCLA is just, I mean, I think they're the next Rutgers. I think they're the next Maryland. Like, I think they're going to spend the next 10 years in the basement of UCLA, and I don't think anyone's pulling the nose up on that thing.
That's a big fall for them. It still is perceived. I mean, I don't know. What are you making in that job? $3 million? $3.5 million, though?
Yeah, but can't you make that as the OC in Cleveland?
Well, so that's kind of where the conversation becomes interesting. Like, are you going to is he leveraging this to go ahead and get a big payday from the Browns? And then on top of that, it was one good game with Shador, but is this enough to then give him that big payday? Like, has he earned the big payday?
So
up until a couple weeks ago, we were talking about this offense as, for the previous 3 years, Albert Breer called it the worst offense in the NFL over a 3-year stretch.
So I think it begs. Do you think the offense has been better under Tommy Rees? Sure.
You know, I just want to know how we're really looking at this thing. Like, how do we? I get we all seem to like Tommy Rees. Seems like he's done a good, nice job, but we're basing that off of 2 weeks instead of the whole time that he's been here, and how putrid this offense has been. Also, with the idea, so you're going to give him a bunch of money, so that clearly locks you into Stefanski for a long time too, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes a lot of sense. I think it's either this is leverage to try and make the offensive coordinator thing full time and the play calling thing full time with a nice little raise. And honestly, it might just be leverage for clarity on your future, so that you can understand how to operate over the next 6 to 7 weeks. So you can land in the best spot if it's not in Cleveland, or it is people starting to read the tea leaves and realizing that, hey, you might have some success here, but in the end, it's probably going to be Kevin's ass at the end of the year.
We call this one the old Di Podesta. The house is getting cleaned, and all of a sudden, everyone's going to other jobs in other places.
So much of the messaging from the Browns is this was a long time in the making. Paul just wanted to go back to baseball. And both you and I said, hooey. It seemed like Paul was set to have a job until he wasn't going to have a job anymore. And him not being here anymore is certainly, I don't think it's coincidence. You can no longer, if in season, the guy you promoted to be the offensive coordinator 3 weeks ago, or 4 weeks ago, and your chief strategy guy, and I'm not going to do the whole, president of, don't care. Stupid title, stupid job, he sucked at it. Sorry, I'm still pissed at Paul Di Podesta. Mm-hmm. But if both those guys leave in season, there's no way, you can't, you got to win. Just go.
The rats
get a couple
are leaving
wins.
The ship. Yes. I mean, that's it. It couldn't be more obvious. And so I do think it is interesting that Tommy Rees was recently, is a month ago when the job opened up.
Recently?
Yeah. Don't even get me started there.
Or recently.
So but he was like fourth, fifth, sixth as far as best odds are concerned, and now he's climbed all the way to the top. Like, Vegas isn't idiots. You guys know this. Vegas knows what's going on. I don't know if this means that Tommy Rees has done interviews with UCLA while the season is going on, which is also a very interesting development that maybe we can unpack at some point, but I don't think it's an accident that he shot to the top of the board.
Also, is the Browns OC job that, like, not thought of around football, that he can't be in a real job like Penn State? But some guy named Bob Chesney. I think it's Kenny's dumber older brother.
Oh, no.
Is the second best odds to become the next Penn State head coach. Think of how bad things have to get.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Chesney.
How do you have a dumber version of Kenny Chesney? I like Kenny Chesney,
Bob
too.
Bob Chesney?
No, I like Kenny Chesney. I don't want to do that to him.
He sold me used tires in Wadsworth the other day, Bob Chesney did. That's not a major college head football coach.
Uh-huh. Now,
Bob Chesney, nice to meet you.
Sounds like he's going to sell you insurance. What's your take on Tony White now? Let's go through the list.
You're not setting me up fairly with that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tony White, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Bob Chesney, it's a free-for-all.
Tony White, totally, that's a coach name right there. But Bob Chesney? Bob Chesney.
Okay.
If my daughter brought home Bob Chesney, I'd punch him in the You know what's and I'd kick him out of my house.
Why do you hate about
a real man.
What do you hate about Kenny Chesney so much?
Bob Chesney. Say the name.
What do you hate about?
Say the name.
I get it, but I've never made the connection with Kenny Chesney as being a dope name.
No, it's just Bob Chesney. Like, Bob Chesney is going to do your taxes and probably get you audited from the government. Like, yeah. He's not even a good accountant. That's Bob Chesney. That's not the head coach of Penn State.
You're taking out Kenny Chesney dislike on Bob Chesney right now. What's happening?
No,
here.
I can dislike Kenny Chesney. Chesney's the dumbest
name. In the wrong places.
That, also, by the way, all Bob Chesney did was follow in the aftermath of Kurt Cignetti. He hasn't even built his own program. People are like, well, you know, look what he did at James Madison. You mean after freaking Kurt Cignetti?
But that even feels like a big jump. Going from James Madison to UCLA does feel like a big jump.
Bob Chesney.
I think he should take the job.
Come on down to Bob Chesney Ford. You ain't got the best, woohoo, Ford Explorers, 1998s. Doesn't even sound new used. Old Fords.
If I didn't love classic Chevy so much, I'd totally go over to Bob Chesney Ford.
I wouldn't buy.
I like the sound of that.
I wouldn't buy the smoothest.
I do like the sound of that.
Chevy 1500. I know what they're called. Silverado 1500 High Country.
Yeah.
Bob Chesney couldn't give me one of those. All right.
I'm not. Bob Chesney's third on the board here.
At Penn State?
No, for UCLA.
Yeah, but the third there, second at Penn State. Get this guy out of here. Get this fraud out of here. Bob Chesney. That's a creative coach.
He's second at Penn State?
The second to best odds at Penn State, yeah.
You're right. You're. But that really speaks to the idea that we have no good college coaches right now.
That's
what it really does speak to.
You won't come by your Nittany Lion.
He's not
Bob
Kenny Chesney. I got to look up Bob Chesney now. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what Bob Chesney looks like, but the idea
he's
that
like
you
Hillbilly
made him
Seinfeld.
The dumber version of Kenny Chesney. Like, so Kenny Chesney's like in shape. He's got all these things going for himself. And you
His
made Bob
Chesney.
Oh, Bob Chesney doesn't look like an idiot.
Let me see.
Bob Chesney looks like Dan Lanning is what he looks like.
Yeah, I don't care. Underneath all that,
this is
a
new
fat
college,
hillbilly waiting to happen.
This is new college coach prototype
He's
what he looks
48.
Like.
48.
Yeah, which is wild because he looks young.
March to Chandlersville. Or Charlottesville. I'll get the joke right.
Chandlersville.
Hey, he was down there marching just randomly
there
in Saintsville.
Chandlersville. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Guys, he went to... Salve Regina.
That's a good looking 48.
He was
by the
coaching
way.
At Salve Regina. Who wouldn't want Salve Regina's head coach from 2010? Some say that's his best year. Oh, he was at Assumption. He was the Assumption Greyhounds head coach. Hey, coach, we're going to win? That's a fair assumption.
This is a very weak resume. You can see why Tommy Rees is at the top of their board. They might pay Tommy Rees $3 or $4 million just so they don't hire Bob Chesney with basically zero experience.
Look at Bob Chesney. Look at the...
That's a bad photo. Somebody did him bad
this
there.
This is Steve Belichick sticking out his tongue in the sideline looking dumb.
That's a dumb photo.
Come on down to Bob Chesney, baby. Going to give you... Gently used 1999 Durango. No, I'm not going to finish that joke.
You didn't want to finish that one?
No. Again, don't get fired today. That's the only mission we really have here. Bob Chesney, does that sound like a real guy? Quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.